new head coach of the BC Lions, former NFLer as well. He's got a Super Bowl ring, biscuit in the house, Devon Claybrooks. How are you, sir?
What's up, guys?
Did I hear you're going to Super Bowl right now?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Do you have friends there? Like, do you have tickets or are you just going for the party?
I have tickets and I have friends and I have family there. And I might party a little bit.
No business, Devon. So really, no business going for the next 3 or 4 days for you. Or will you have those conversations?
You always got to sprinkle some business in somehow, right?
And yeah, then you write
you
it
can
off.
You write off the tip, yeah. Tell me this. How are you on the hook for these tickets?
No, actually. It's one of those worlds of professional football. It's a lot to do with who you know. So I know a few cool people. It doesn't hurt that your former linebacker coach is the assistant strength coach with the Patriots, Deron Mayo, as well. So it's good to have a good plug.
Do you rock the Super Bowl ring for the next 4 days?
Actually, no. The worst part about it is I've been to a few Super Bowls and I've never really rocked my ring and like went and made it a point to bring it with me.
Why wouldn't you, man? Isn't that the spot that gets you everywhere?
You also got to remember, like, the parties that you're going to, you're going to with people that know you and been around you anyway for years.
Yeah.
It's all you come up and play. So you really don't need to. I don't really need the attention. As one might be unbeknownst to a lot of people, I don't really thrive for attention that much.
Yeah, because you're just a little guy that just blends into the crowd, right?
Yeah, but it's different. It's different when you're a little guy. You're a big guy that don't blend in Canada and Vancouver or in Calgary, or you're in the U.S. where everybody eats eats Big Macs and extra fries and an extra drink. Oh. The stature size structure is a little different.
Oh, it's the beauty of the triple XL. That's why I love shopping in the States, man. Triple XL, and I never feel any thinner. I just go, well, I am fit. Give me that triple XL. I want it to swim in that thing.
All optical illusion.
What made you guys Super Bowl champs? What made the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl champs? Did it just all come together for you on that Sunday?
Well, I mean, it kind of helped when you had your head coach is the offense with the other team. It's funny that you'd ask that because the offensive coordinator at the time was Mark Trestman. So I ended up playing for Trestman down the road after I won the Super Bowl, and I really was curious to ask, really what happened offensively in that game because those guys didn't change any of their checks or anything like that. And he really just kept it straight. He was, in typical Trestman fashion. Devon, I thought a great offense would beat a great defense, and I guess wrong.
Devon Claybrooks with us here on Sportsnet 650. Did you get into that game?
Oh yeah, yeah. I got some burn. I got some good. It was great because it was a good rotational reps. I ended up playing probably about 20 some plays on defense.
There were some personalities on that team. Like, how was it? Was it possible to even get a word in edgewise? I mean, Sapp, Keyshawn, Simeon Rice. I mean, Rondé Barber. Like, man, there were some personalities.
Booker McFarland now getting paid.
Booger,
yeah.
But everybody knew at that point that Booger would give us fake commentary as if he was working on Monday night before he was really working on Monday night.
For real?
Which is so ironic that he would come through that because he would give us color commentary like he really worked at ESPN.
Well, and with your head coach, did he carry that kind of a personality then? It was early John Gruden, but was he like that? And are you shocked at the rise he's had?
Not at all. Like Gruden has been Gruden since he has been Gruden. Like I heard that he was very bolsterous and very believing in himself when he worked for Green Bay. The craziest part is when the Super Bowl comes around, you get to hear the stories within the stories within the stories, and it brings back a lot of memories. Of course, I never got a word in anything that we said or did in there because I just fell in line like a young little soldier supposed to, and the vets did a great job of running that team, and that was one of the biggest things where Tony Dungy the year before was really a hands-off guy and really left the guys alone and let the guys coach their position groups, where Gruden is more of a, this is the way I want it done, this is the standard it should be done with, and this is the only thing that's acceptable.
Devon, tell me this. I mean, here we are. We're just a few days away now from Super Bowl Sunday. Rams-Patriots, how do you see this matchup playing out?
Every time, if you look at the Patriots and any time they've struggled, it's always been when they've got dominated up front. You look at last year, you look at the both Giants games, you look at games that they've struggled with, the defensive line of the other team has made Tom Brady uncomfortable. And I don't think, on paper, is a better defensive line that can make you uncomfortable than the one they have going against right now this weekend. And it's in everything, and just like with football, if the quarterback can't throw it if he's on his back, and the quarterback can't throw it if he's on his back. So you got to protect and you got to get out to the quarterback.
What's the difficulty for a player, Devon? Because I was listening to some of the networks yesterday, and they said if you haven't been there before, the warm-up's great, but then you got to wait a long time, more than normal, before you get on the field. And then, of course, there's halftime, but they said halftime's not as bad because you're making adjustments. But the one player was saying the toughest part is warming up and then realizing you're not going out again in 10 minutes. There's a whole ceremony that takes place. What was the difficulty as far as routine getting set for a player to play in the Super Bowl?
It was such an emotional whirlwind because you get so wound up and you're so amped up for this game, and it's almost like you got to keep it up, put a cap on the bottle, if you understand what I'm saying, to try to harness it, to not be out of it too early, and to not, to not get too excited and not to get out of your element too early, because the team that plays it just like a normal game and plays it like a regular game. And that's where the inexperience of the Rams can come into play and not even really be a true factor, because they have so much inexperience that you can just not know that the moment is big. You don't really understand it and while you're in it.
I heard a stat this morning. And what does this say about the Patriots? Of the 8 Super Bowls they've played, they've only scored 3 points in the first quarter. Is that just a team that doesn't get overwhelmed by the moment and can figure it out as it goes on?
Yeah, you got to look at the way they've battled back in games where they were out of them early. And when you have a general like you, Belichick, and a colonel like Tom Brady, who's, forgotten more football than most people know, then when you're able to, there's not a situation or circumstances that they've not been in. So you get that calm resolve and that calm demeanor of we will be okay, whether we go up by 20 or we're down by 10, we'll be in position in the fourth quarter to have a chance to win this game. And that's all you really want as a football coach and a football player, is to have a chance in the fourth quarter.
Who do you got?
I'm actually taking the Rams by 3.
I like the Rams too. And what's funny is, you mentioned the whole, like, the Patriots struggle historically in the playoffs when their offensive line's been disrupted, when Tom Brady isn't protected above and beyond by, like, the offensive line has done in these last few weeks. And I love that Rams defensive pressure, but yet statistically it doesn't translate. You look at the numbers, like, they're not sexy numbers for the Rams, but they get the job done. Do numbers lie sometimes?
Well, you put a boatload of information, and you try to skew it down, and so the numbers can get skewed. I mean, you could look at a lot of teams that get, they can say that they don't win the fourth quarter, but they won the fourth quarter of their last 3 games. But statistically speaking, over the course of the whole year, they lost the fourth quarter. So you can have stats where stats are misleading or kind of telling the lie or not telling the actual truth. Like, I mean, the Rams defense have been struggling, but here lately they did do a great job on Drew Brees. They did, despite the blatant PI call there, but they did do a fairly decent job on, that defense came to play, and they made plays when they needed to make them play.
He is Devon Claybrooks, head coach of the BC Lions, former Super Bowl champion with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. When you go to Atlanta tomorrow and probably run into some of the guys you haven't seen in a while, how excited, how proud are you to tell them when they go, hey, man, Biscuit, what are you up to now, to say, head coach of the BC Lions?
Oh, yeah, that'll be one of those where you poke your chest out like you're – like you know, like you're like you're the big wig on town. It's just a combination of just being successful and being in the right situation and circumstances and people trusting you and believing that you can lead a team and be a leader of young man into a successful direction. So, I mean, I'm very grateful and blessed and very humbled to be able to be selected to do that. So, of course, you definitely got to flaunt it because a lot of the other guys are not doing the things that they've set out to do or able to maintain their goals. So to be able to do that is definitely a blessing.
Devon Claybrook's with us here on Sportsnet 650. So, look, I mean, you know, you've got lots of time still before you finally make your official head coaching debut here in the CFL, but there's a lot of business to tend to over the next few weeks. This is kind of crunch time for the organization. So have you got a sense of what's happening with two guys that really come front and center, Travis Lule and Manny Arsenault? Can you tell us anything about what's happening with those guys, Devon?
Well, we're gonna sit and assess as a whole personnel staff and offense and the defensive staff, and we're going to assess the whole roster. We're all going to be we're and that's the first step that we're doing, and that'll be next week. We're going to assess the roster and take steps and decide our course of action on free agency. So basically, I said a lot and told you nothing.
Wait a minute. You're going to start next week when you come back hungover from Super Bowl?
Well, you have a course of action, and it's not hungover for Super Bowl doesn't have anything to do with me not knowing football.
Oh, okay.
the type of players that I want, and then I wouldn't really want to. I really wouldn't be hungover on Super Bowl because I really don't get that lifted at the game. It's just really
lifted.
More of a
like, well said.
Let me ask you this, guy. This is a complete turn, Devon, but I'm thinking about it. We've heard old school hockey players talk about, and we just had a big hockey tournament pro-am with the Vancouver Canucks and the ex-pros, and they're going, oh, man, sometimes I played a game and I was hungover. You can't do that in football, can you? You know, old school football,
no,
did that happen?
That was one of the craziest parts about it because everybody asked you, What did the week consist of the Super Bowl of actually as far as your partying and enjoying it? And I've been to five Super Bowls, I think, yeah, around five or six, give or take. You know, memory kind of fades there running together. But, yeah, like most of the time when I've discussed it with either players or coaches that have been in the big game, they treat it that way because it's, The odds of you, if you're not Tom Brady or Belichick, you're probably not going to go to that meeting. So you take it for as being one of a fraternity, a few. It's only a few thousand people that have ever won a Super Bowl. So you take it as serious as that to be in that elite company, and you got a week to always live in history to where every year around this time you're always the center of attention. And so you can put your name down with greatness no matter what, and nobody can ever take that away from you.
Or you can roll for Super Bowl week like Eugene Robinson did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Stanley
true.
Stanley Wilson. is this, you know, your former head coach, David Dickinson, was talking the other day. I got to find out what Bo Levi Mitchell is doing pretty soon. Is this kind of a strange offseason as everyone kind of waits for a quarterback position and the CBA is still up there?
I definitely. I've been around this league for 10 years, and I can't really recall where you have this many marquee names that are hitting the free agent market or planning, unless it's some last ditch effort by some teams. They're going to be a big dynamic shift in this league by it being so many free agents, but it's also a seller's market because it's by it being so saturated. So you get your top guys, your top tier guys are definitely going to get their money, but your team is going to be consistently made and won, and games are going to be won by those roster guys, those fringe guys, those depth guys that you're able to find that are able to fit in and fly under the radar. Those will be the key to any team in this league.
Do you see yourself chasing a quarterback in free agency?
I can say that there will be a quarterback behind center on 2019 for the BC Lions, I can tell you that.
Do you want me to make a call to Mike Riley? Because I don't want you to get in trouble for tampering, but do you want me to make a call at all?
I don't even know if I trust you to make a call to anybody.
After everything we've gone through the last 15 minutes?
Yeah, but you might. That was 15 minutes. Like it could be a lot of denied message, failed, return to sender. if you're sending text messages.
I'm not going to get that lifted, though, at Super Bowl weekend either. So, I mean, you can trust me, can't you?
I don't know. You might be a lightweight, so you might not take you that much
bingo,
anyway.
Bingo, bingo, bingo. Devon, we would tell you to have fun at Super Bowl, but I think you're going to have that covered, my friend.
Wear the ring.
No, you don't need to. Stay humble.